You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Ventura Highway.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California.
Yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805favorites.com.
And I know I keep harping on this one. If you have never been to 9021 Pho, you have got to go. 9021 Pho. It looks like Pho, P-H-O. I'm telling you, it's right there in Westlake on Russell Ranch Road. In fact, isn't Lures next to that now? There's another.
Is that the Lures?
So it's right next door to Lures right there now. Yeah, that's a good draw for both of them. That's really cool because those
you can
are
start
two,
at one,
yeah.
And end at the other one. You can start off with a glass of wine at Lures,
yeah.
And oysters
and an oyster. Oh, they got a great oyster bar.
Yeah,
in there, don't
and then
they?
You can go over to 9021 Pho and have dinner.
21 Pho, and they've got a full wine. They've got a full beer list. They've got excellent, clean, wonderful, tasty food. They're open until 10 o'clock at night. It's a great place to stop and pick up. You're coming home. You're coming down the 101 freeway. It's right off the freeway. I mean, just right off there, I think, at Lindero, and you swing around there, and it's just got some of the best food out
pho
there.
Pho soup, all those really good spring rolls and salads. Oh, I'm
that
getting hungry.
That pho soup is so good. I mean, and I've eaten pho soup at a lot of places. I haven't had it like that.
No, never.
I mean, that's the best one. Well, they got Kimmy Tang. She's a renowned worldwide chef, and she's really good. So 818-597-1902 is their phone number, 597-1902 and the 818. Actually, they're right there at the 805. I'm surprised they don't have an 805 number because they're actually in the 805, I think.
They are in the 805. Maybe that's her cell number.
No, it's not her cell number. Good morning, Kimmy. How are you? Yes, and we go to 30990 Russell Ranch Road, Westlake Village. I like this song a lot better than that other one.
This song is a winner.
Yeah, this song's got, it's upbeat.
Big shouts out to Kasheen.
Yeah,
she
it's not like,
a really cool song.
You know
hungry,
who it sounds
hungry.
Like, though? Remember Dave Cassidy and the Partridge Family?
Oh, yeah. I used to love them.
See, that's awesome because it gets a little nostalgia for Tom and it gets a modern twist for me. And we're
that's what I'm
winning.
Thinking.
Hey, Marcia,
winning.
Baby. Marcia. Every
Marcia,
guy
Marcia,
liked Marcia.
And what's sweet is Sandy let us right in with the commercial for 9021 Pho saying that she's starting to feel hungry. Mm-hmm. Now we're moving to the Hungry Man segment, which is brought to you today by 2088 Restaurant in Camarillo, a competitor in the recent Casa Pacifica Wine and Food Fest Yummies competition. 2088 serves up fresh and flavorful seasonal dishes with an artist's creativity. They're open lunch and dinner and offer a wine selection full of local vintners. Find them at 2088 Ventura Boulevard right there on the main drag and on the web at 2088.com. Call 805-388-2088 for reservations and catering opportunities.
I love 2088. I can't wait for this segment because I just love Chef Candace and her food.
Oh,
yeah, her and
she is such a great person.
We went in there yesterday for lunch and spoke with Chef Candace and Vince. And it was Bree's first time in. We had a great scallop dish with the champagne risotto, a little lemon zest on the top.
Oh, man.
They did a great job.
Yum.
And I know, Sandy, you were talking about the Brie sandwich that we had at lunch.
So Jason and I met without you for lunch one day because we were going over articles.
Oh, that was that thing on the credit card. Oh, Jason, you owe me $10.
I told him not to leave such a big tip.
So we were there, and I had ordered a strawberry salad. It's so good. It's got the strawberries on it. They
I've
slice
had it. It's
them
good.
Up.
She's going all fresh and healthy.
And then Jason orders this Brie sandwich, and then he says, oh, but can you add a beef patty in there? And they're like, okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really
nice. He weighs 125 pounds. He doesn't have to worry about it. He's a young man. He's burning calories.
It's got great... Brie cheese and apples and pine nuts and honey. And I'm like, yeah, but it needs something else. I need a grilled beef.
Oh, yeah. Let's just, we got to have something else in there.
But today I do want to kind of recap and go back to this past weekend. I had a jam-packed weekend full of festivals. I went up with Curtis, Hophead Said, and Joby from Barrel House 101 up to the Firestone Invitational on Saturday.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, it was a big time. Lots of great beers and lots of food, too. They had 20-plus restaurants that were mixed in there, all from the Paso Robles kind of area. And, you know, tying into following morning Sunday, we got up at 7:15, Curtis and I did, and rushed back for Casa Pacifica because I was a judge with the Yummies competition. And again, another great event full of beautiful winemakers and wineries, but also focused on food. And my topic today is really about that experience, a festival, and why going to any kind of blended organizations festival like that, where you've got wine and beer and food and everybody bringing the best of the area, is a great thing. And one of the biggest reasons I endorse it is because of the variety. When you look at a festival, whether it be a fair or a local festival that's benefiting a nonprofit, they typically are sourcing restaurants that are in that area, and the chefs bring out the best that they have to offer. So whether it's a dish that's really exciting on their typical menu, or it's something that the chef is throwing out for the first time, it allows them that forum to get the public involved. And as a guest, how can you really beat going around with numerous restaurants getting the best taste of everything in your area?
And I agree. Awesome. I agree with you, because when you go there, you get to taste the best of the best that the restaurants have. It's almost like they just bring it out.
Yeah, they pick something that's finger food type, where you can, like little sliders and things like that. But they're just packed with so many little flavors in there. I mean, those things are really
tasty. I think you brought
up
a great point, too, Tom, about it being...
Thank you. It was a great point.
It was.
Thank
I mean, the finger food size...
Remember that, Sandy.
Note that. Write that down for today.
Great point.
6-8, June 8.
Okay. I want to hear the great point I just brought up.
In regards to the size, because the second place winners from the savory side at the Willows Chumash Casino, their dish they brought out was a braised short rib with beet gnocchi and micro carrots and orange gremolata. But that's on their regular menu as a full entree. So when you look at the size that we had, we got a great one-bite option that gave us all the complex flavors we're talking about. But you can go back to that restaurant and order that exact same thing if you really enjoyed it at the festival.
Yeah, for $29.99, you can get yourself something that looks the shape of a quarter. Hey, that was good.
No, but it's so fun to just go and try everything.
I know.
And then you kind of try to match it with what you think is a good pair for, you know, wines and whatever.
Exactly. It gives you...
Do you...
Well, Sandy did. I think you went for the beer.
Yeah. I wasn't like matching. I said, okay, give me a beer and give me some food.
I match. I really try to match.
But it's like going to a smorgasbord or to Las Vegas buffet, but in a much more organized and entertaining kind of venue. So with Casa Pacifica, we had music, there's wineries, there's, you know, breweries, there's food, and you're able to go through and you get each style. It could be dessert. Maybe you want your dessert and your sweetness first, or maybe you want to just chow down on some great savory options, but it gives you that flexibility. You don't have to go confined to one restaurant. The festival, again, often is benefiting a nonprofit and sourcing somewhere to a local charity that's going to raise up the community even further, and you get the best taste of everything that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
We have some festivals that are coming up that are really going to help, you know, get people out there in the same kind of fashion. We got the Ventura County Wine Trail.
Yeah.
And that's
that's right.
Yeah, there are 17 local wineries and local culinary. I mean, how can you
beat? They only got 17 of them. According to Sandy, there's like 150 wineries now on the trail,
right? Those are all Sandy's private stash. So she,
it grows, okay?
Every week.
What happens, Tom, is when you go through the 17 wineries more than once, Sandy's counting those.
34. Boom.
Third time around, you got another 51.
Sandy's got a little card. She's getting it stamped at every one.
They're coming up on June 20th at the collection, and they're benefiting Food Share. So, again, you get the community support, you get the great wine, you get the food options, and all those restaurants are going to give you the taste of what they have to offer in the best forum, and you can go back and try it again later on.
Right.
Very cool.
We got Chef Tim's from Field to Fork 2013. Yep. That's going to be the July 25th at the Walnut Grove Tierra Rajada Ranch in Moore Park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
same
cool.
kind of concept.
Right out the street from me.
Yeah, they got Terra Sur, Luhu's, 2088, Chef Stro, Petite Rev, Hollywood Beach Company. So, again.
When is that and what is that?
That is July 25th. You can go to, it benefits the house farm workers. So, it's an organization that's really trying to provide great housing for the local farmers and
their
support,
staff.
Their staff and support their endeavors.
You mean the people that work their butt off so we can have this kind of food.
Exactly. It's Thursday, July 25th. You can find it at tinyurl.com/fieldtofork. Sandy's writing it down, so for everyone, we can also repost it. But again,
I am going to post it.
She'll lose her notes.
tinyurl.com/fieldtofork. But some other cool festivals that give you that variety as well. We've got the Citrus Classic Balloon Festival. And the other cool thing, not just the food and the beverage for these events, but the unique entertainment. You know, there's often a concert or there's bands. This one has got balloon rides.
Is that in Santa Paula?
That's the Santa Paula one.
You know what? Kevin Rock was just talking to us about that, and he was saying, we got to get you guys involved. So hopefully somehow we get involved in that one, you know.
Yeah. So you're getting a whole day experience, and most of these are often family-friendly.
Right.
So you're getting your kids involved. You're exposing them to the great opportunities in the community. And you're getting them involved with some cool activities. You got balloon rides. You've got you know, some kind of carnival set up, usually with a balloon fest. You got some games. And it allows you to have a whole day experience depending on how much you want to spend, there's a festival out there for you. Oxnard Salsa Festival is coming up too. Yeah, we're going to do a little.
Let's say something, because you know they're a sponsor of the show, and Oxnard Festival is coming. Salsa Festival is coming up.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th, 28th at Plaza Park. Find them at OxnardSalsaFestival.com. Again, you're going to get the best food options out there. You just walk around, you get a little nibble of each. Don't overindulge either. Try to make sure you're spacing yourself out. You get a little bite of everything, because there's. Well, Tom's shaking his head.
No, I love to gorge.
That's what he does. He doesn't eat for a week. And
Tom,
then he goes
I just
there.
Gorge.
Tom, those little buckets on the table are to pour out your extra beer and wine.
There's no such thing as pouring out.
It's not a purge bucket.
No. That's what Sean does, you know.
There's another one, though. The Meadowlark Service League has the Camarillo Ranch House that they're, and it's huge. It's in July. Yeah. I don't know the date, but we'll get it.
Yeah.
You
ought to take a picture of that. Yeah, which I do. Put that one on Facebook.
And then some other cool opportunities I know we've talked about in the past, and Lisa's talked about. We've got the Oxnard Food Truck Festival. Again, the first Thursday of every month, and it gives you variety. The best opportunities are to take friends, enjoy a lot of different styles of food, and to get out there and see what the community has to offer.
That's right.
Nice. God, there's a lot to do. I mean, there's just not enough time to do everything that's out there. And it's crazy.
Similar to the gorging concept, Tom, although yes. I don't gorge on one item, by the time I'm done with the festivals, I'm usually feeling extremely full as well. I want
to
take a nap.
Hey, if you pay $75 to get in, you better gorge.
You know, it'd be pretty sweet. Maybe we should create our own festival.
Yeah, we are.
In the best restaurants and the best wineries and the best breweries.
Uh-huh.
And then we also rent out little nap mats.
Nap mats.
And we have a little area so that like halfway through, after people have been gorging, they can go take a nap. We charge them,
Put their hand in hot water while they're sleeping.
Did you do that in kindergarten?
I did that in high school. I did that at a job one time.
So ruthless.
Put the kids, hand in water. Another thing I did, I put whipped cream all over his hand.
Okay, we got to go.
One time, and then I tickled his nose, and he woke up, he put his hand up, and he had whipped cream all he was mad.
Shame on you, one. And two, that's a waste of good whipped cream.
It is a waste. Oh, my gosh.
He was mad.
But I think we could do that. We could rent out nap mats. People get a little snoozer, and they come back, and they can eat some more great food.
Yeah, we're actually working on a festival as we speak.
In October,
we will have a big festival
coming
up.
That's a good little trailer, a teaser.
Yeah, a little teaser. It'll be a goodie. Yeah.
All right, so talk about Everybody's Hungry.
I sure will. Everybody's Hungry is a food-focused educational and fundraising group here in town. Everything we do shares a passion for food, educates about a food, and then raises awareness for the hungry. A portion of our proceeds from each tasting or ag tour or class and food pairing goes back to food share, and we're also going to be moving food forward into the mix with some of our outdoor activities. So
trying to
get back to the community, again, sharing that passion for food, and that's what this segment's all about, getting the food out there. Getting people involved with the community, and I appreciate everybody's
opportunity. And it's so much fun.
It is.
Do we have a giveaway?
Yeah,
we do have a giveaway. Again, our segment sponsor, 2088, wants to throw out $20 gift certificate for a lucky listener.
Very nice.
And get in there and try the mojito shrimp. That's what the dish was that Candace provided at Casa Pacifica. It's a good dish, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Okay, $20.
They have good wines in there.
They got beer. Yeah, they got that County Line Rye from Surf. That's a good beer.
Go online. Do a search for local festivals in Ventura County. You're going to find all kinds of great options.
Okay. Give us a call, 650-1590, $20 gift certificate for 2088. We'll take caller number 10 on that one, 650-1590.
All right. Well, we're going to go on a break, pay bills. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.